Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 8th, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. Bloomberg reports that Amazon has abruptly stopped buying products from wholesalers to sell directly on its site, reportedly affecting thousands of vendors. Instead, Amazon is encouraging wholesalers to list items on Amazon's marketplace, shifting the cost of storing and shipping products while allowing Amazon to take a commission on sales. In an emailed statement, Amazon said, "We regularly review our selling partner relationships and may make changes when we see an opportunity to provide customers with improved selection, value, and convenience." Google is expanding its Duplex AI-based appointment reservation assistant from a limited test in 4 cities to Pixel 3 owners across 43 U.S. states. It will work with any restaurant that takes reservations but doesn't have an online booking option already. The service will roll out to users on other Android devices as well as iOS in the coming weeks. At an investor meeting, Disney CEO Bob Iger stated the company's forthcoming streaming service will launch in 2019 and include the entire Disney motion picture library soon after launching. This would effectively kill the Disney Vault strategy of limited retail releases. New Disney films will also come to the service within a year of theatrical release. A new report from analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claims Apple will begin mass-producing a new augmented reality glasses product as early as Q4 2019. The product would be marketed as an iPhone accessory, serving as a display while offloading compute and networking wirelessly. Previous reporting from Bloomberg stated Apple's AR device would run a custom OS based on iOS called ROS for Reality Operating System. The joint healthcare venture between Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and JP Morgan will be called Haven. The three companies announced the venture in January 2018 and named Dr. Atul Gawande as CEO last June. Haven will work with existing care providers and focus on helping employees of Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and JP Morgan navigate the healthcare process. Airbnb announced plans to acquire the last-minute booking site Hotels Tonight. According to CEO Brian Chesky, the acquisition will allow the company to offer every guest an end-to-end booking experience, regardless of advanced planning. The company reports that 90% of first-time bookings are for hotel rooms rather than homes. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Microsoft beat its big cloud provider competitors to opening a data center in South Africa. Huawei's is coming later this year, and Amazon's is scheduled for 2020. Facilities in Cape Town and Johannesburg offer Azure services, with Office 365 hosting arriving in Q3, followed by Dynamics 365 in Q4. Also, Ars Technica notes that Microsoft is investing in fiber networks reaching Egypt, Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, and soon, Angola. A blog post from Google's threat analysis group disclosed an unpatched local privilege escalation in Windows was being exploited in the wild in combination with a Google Chrome security flaw. The latest version of Chrome, released last Friday, fixes the Chrome side, but Google warned that users of Windows 7 and older versions of Windows 10 were still at risk. The exploit effectively allows attackers to get around Chrome's native security sandboxing and run malicious code directly on the OS. Microsoft is working on a patch, and Google users must restart their browser for the installed update to take effect. In other Microsoft news, the company began rolling out updates to the Skype web client. Users running Chrome or Edge browsers will be able to use HD calling, call recording, view a revamped notification panel, and access an advanced media gallery. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all the headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.